spotlight shines bright on Radio Bucky.
Hi guys, it is Spotlight here for Oot na Boot, and we are off to day two of the Scottish Traditional Boat Festival down in Portsoy. We've been asked by NEAT, which is North East Arts Touring Company, to cover their brand new exhibition called Made by the Sea, which launches today at 11 o'clock down at the Salmon Bothy. So we're hoping to enjoy the film and speak to the curator as well. So look out for that later on today. And I'm sure there'll be lots more fun and games going on down at the festival today. So, of course, I was there yesterday and had a brilliant time. I got to meet the Vikings, saw some brilliant bands. For example, Iona Fife. Just some really great acts, and it was great to see the girls from Fair Tricket as well, which, as we all know, are Chloe and Charlotte Hay. So we look forward to seeing them, and of course our friends Skip to the Beat were there yesterday as well. Okay, so the programme for today is pretty much music orientated, and I think they'll be wrapping up the races today as well. So you've got the likes of the Portsoy Pipe Band, the Fisher Folk, Skip to the Beat, the Vikings with the Shetland Fiddlers, then there is the Rowies, Elsa McTaggart, saw her yesterday, she was pretty good, Aurora, the Great Aquardo, Strathspey Fiddlers and Kimbersmen, and then finishing off with the Kinkles. I quite fancy seeing them because I've never seen them before. That's all down at the harbour stage. At the harbour area, it's the races. And then over at the Bothy is the folk club, which is being run by the band Northern Shore. Upstairs at the Bothy, as I said, that's what we're away to, is Made by the Sea. And then at 1:05 till 2:05, it's the Kimbersmen. And then, there's lots more. And then up at the youth stage at Loch Soy, which I never got a chance to go and see yesterday. I was quite gutted because our friends Future and Aboot were playing. And so was Callum. There's the likes of Callum, the Rowies, Arthur Coates and Andrew Legg, Triple, Aurora, some brilliant bands. And this morning, down at the Wally Green, there's Callum, Farochi, the Banff Academy, Ranters, a puppet theatre, doing the Three Giants, the Shanty Yellmen, Strathspey Fiddlers. Ooh, wonder what the mystery would be up at the Wally Green at 2:05 till 2:20. Sounds interesting. And then there's our friends Skip to the Beat as well. So there's some really brilliant music-based entertainment for you today, guys. So please do head on down to Portsoy. And I'm sure I will see you all there. There's lots of stalls to tempt you around the harbour area, up at the Wally Green, and then down at the Bothy. There's loads of temptation. If you love doing quizzes, please go in to the last craft tent downwind of the Bothy and see the girls from the Bothy Knitters. They're doing quizzes and it's biscuits. I'm sure we all love biscuits and we all know our favourite biscuits. So I'm sure this one will be pretty easy to do and it's a bargain price of 50p. Okay then guys, we are going to hand on over to Callum with the La La song, and after this next break, hopefully we'll have a wee interview with Shona, the curator of Made by the Sea.
Look out your window, my back's up against the wall. I've been screaming for days, can you hear what I say at all? Come down here, I think it's time we had a talk. why nobody sees the seasons changing. It's because they don't care. But I swear that if you come with me, we'll be bounding around like somebody's just found a way to the other side, where the grass is much greener and the air is much cleaner, and we know it's gonna be alright. For all our voices are heard and nobody's discouraged for what they say or what they pray for. So don't walk away, just take my hand and see my soulmate.
Finished at Made by the Sea. I'm here with the creator Shona Thompson. Shona, how do you feel that went today?
I'm in some ways speechless. It was fantastic. It was so great to be able to bring the films from the National Library of Scotland Moving Image Archive back home, quite frankly, to have Bill Davidson come along and to be telling us all those fascinating facts, the stories about the cinema, about the filming, about the gales, and then that really brings lots of stories coming out from the audience members as well.
And it's brilliant to have local input from the guy who actually created most of the local films anyway, his son, which was brilliant to see. And I think it was really interesting to see how the audience were so engaged in most of the local material anyway.
That's right, yes. Traditions that people are still that are still in living memory, and people that are that people still remember, whether it's grandparents of that era or whether it was actually One of the gentlemen there, Andrew, I think it was actually in the fancy dress parade as a chimney sweep, was dressed up as a chimney sweep. And so it is fascinating to see that, and to the audiences come along to events like this,
mm-hmm.
and feel that it's part of their history.
Yeah,
definitely. That's really important. And I know that's something that the archive are keen to encourage as well, and that there's a massive amount of local knowledge too. I mean, you've got like Bill Davidson, but also the guys here at the Salmon Bothy of Len mm-hmm. Murray and John Rennie, who and there's more I know behind the scenes who are already out there volunteering so much.
Mm-hmm.
So like Anne MacArthur and Keith Newton and Moira and Bill. This I could go on, but
there's loads of people, and it's
and Vivian, and it's just the great team that brings it all together. Mm-hmm. And to be here in the Salmon Bothy is such a perfect setting for it as well.
Well, particularly for the launch, anyway.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. It's dead exciting. I was just at the BBC this morning in Aberdeen doing an interview, and it was just so exciting to be able to say, "I'm just jumping in the car now, and I'm coming up to Portsoy." And the party, the festival atmosphere of the festival in itself has been a perfect setting for it too.
Yeah, definitely. So you're now off to where on the tour?
Ullapool is the next one on the 11th of July. So crossing the country, obviously.
At least you've got a little time gap between then.
I do, yes. I've managed to spread it out. But Ullapool, and that one will be in the Screen Machine, which is the mobile cinema that goes around the Highlands and Islands.
Yes, we've had this up in the Bucky there before.
It's not just like sitting watching films in an articulated truck. It's actually a proper cinema experience.
Yes, it's just a lovely experience.
And it's just been refurbished as well. Get those seats even comfier. So,
Screen Machine, if you're fancying coming back up to Bucky, please do.
I'm sure. they've got a busy schedule, and I know they'd love to cover the rest of more of Scotland if they could.
I'm sure they would. Well, Shona, I realise that you've got a busy afternoon ahead of you. Go and enjoy what's left of the festival, and thank you so much for inviting us.
Thanks for coming along.
Thank you.
Well, guys, what a fantastic boat festival weekend I've had. There's been lots of great moments. I've actually done an in-depth blog review over on the Shine Bright Spotlight blog page, and also I'm sure you've seen all my photos as well. But I just want to primarily say a huge thank you to Shona and to Ruth from Neat for inviting me along to Made by the Sea today. I had a brilliant morning. And congratulations to Vivian and to Roger and to everyone involved in the Boat Festival for a great event. So that is it for Untnaboot for this month. Next month I'm sure we've got lots more coming up. And I can't think of anything else we need to let you know, guys. But thank you for joining in the fun this weekend. And for now, it's Spotlight out.
This is Spotlight, signing off for tonight from Radio Bucky. I hope you've enjoyed the show and hope you listen in next time.